Chapter 6, The Rainbow Mist. Ife Lela leaned over the side of the wooden boat as it floated gently forward. All around her, soft clouds of mist sparkled in the air. It wasn't like fog at home. It glowed with tiny lights, like stars trapped in bubbles.
"This is the Rainbow Mist," Coco said, flapping gently beside her. "We're drifting between places now. It's like a secret tunnel in the sky."
Ife Lela gasped. "It's beautiful." The boat moved slowly, the glowing mist swirling around them in waves of pink, green, blue, and gold.
"It's like we're inside a rainbow," she whispered.
Coco nodded.
"Exactly. The mist listens to your feelings. The happier you are, the more colors it shows."
Ife Lela reached out. The air felt cool and smooth, like she was touching silk dipped in sunlight. She pulled her hand back and looked at her fingers. Tiny sparkles danced on her skin.
"It's like magic," she said. "It is magic," Coco replied. "Magic that knows when someone needs to be reminded how special they are."
Ife Lela sat back, letting the glowing air wrap around her like a soft hug.
"Do other kids come here too?" she asked.
"Sometimes," Coco said. "Whenever someone feels lost or lonely or like they don't belong, the mist finds them."
Ife Lela's heart thumped quietly in her chest.
"Does that mean a lot of kids feel like me?" she asked.
Coco fluttered down beside her and rested a wing on her shoulder.
"More than you know, Ife Lela," he said gently. "But that doesn't make your feelings any smaller. You matter."
Ife Lela looked out at the sea of sparkling colors. The boat glided forward, carrying her deeper into the mist. Shapes started to form in the distance, shimmering trees, giant flowers, and soft lights blinking like fireflies. Ife Lela leaned forward, eyes wide.
"Where are we going now?"
Coco grinned.
"To the Forest of Belonging. You'll meet someone special there."
"Who?"
she asked, her voice full of wonder. Coco winked.
"You'll see."
The mist parted like curtains, and the colors deepened into deep purples and glowing greens. Ife Lela took a deep breath. Whatever came next, she was ready. She felt it in her heart.